Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The DH, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Carew reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Carbo moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carbo scores. Burleson moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Blackwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cleveland, and towards Burleson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carew bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carbo. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Carbo steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bill Butler now pitching. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borgman scores. Carew moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Cusick moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cusick scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 3 in the game. Bry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil is hit by the pitch. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew moves to third. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm is hit by the pitch. Oliva moves to second. Diego Seguí now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew scores. Oliva moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Braun reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Soderholm scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Pat Bourque pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Bourque now playing first base. Jerry Terrell now playing shortstop. Bill Campbell now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bourque settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bourque. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blackwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-4 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Soderholm bunts in front of the plate. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Gomez moves to second. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Braun moves to second. It's Red Sox, 6, Twins, 6. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 1 in the game. Bourque hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.